Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
As a general principle, the Lord told the Israelites, quote, "When you go near a city to fight against it, then proclaim an offer of peace to it." Deuteronomy 20, verse 10. The only city on earth where God placed his name is called Jerusalem, the city of peace. 2 Chronicles 12:13. One of his winsome titles is, quote, "the God of peace." Hebrews 13:20. His son, the one chosen to rule the whole universe, is called, quote, "the Prince of Peace." Isaiah 9:6. The grand purpose of Calvary was that he might make, quote, "peace through the blood of his cross." Colossians 1:20. Yes, quote, "he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed." Isaiah 53:5. No surprise, then, that the message sent to the human race from the heart of God is called, quote, "the gospel of peace." Romans 10:15. This should always be our first appeal, even to those who seem hostile to us. Quote, "Therefore let us pursue the things which make for peace, and the things by which one may edify another." Romans 14:19. Or as the Lord Jesus said, quote, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God." Matthew 5:9. This statement from Deuteronomy 20 comports with the principles of so-called just wars. Formulated most clearly in the days of Thomas Aquinas, it began with the idea that war should be a last resort, that it can only be waged after all peaceful options are considered. Of course, the believer today should understand that, as our commander explained, quote, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would fight." John 18:36. Thus, quote, "we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness." Ephesians 6:12. Let's not fight the wrong war.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.